Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Is this...
It's a banger.
Miley Cyrus?
Oh, no.
Dua Lipa.
No.
Dojo Cat.
Dojo Cat.
Dogecoin.
No.
This is that salmon they were holding up in the Senate.
It's one of Ice Spice's good buddies. That salmon.
Give me the initials.
Well, it's going to give it away.
I'm going to come up with a game show called that.
Give me
the
initials.
Oh, it's Taylor.
It is Tay-Tay. Give me the initials. Welcome to Give Us the Initials.
Not the time to have the initials of TS, is it? Remember that time in Vegas? That's how I found out. You know what I mean? Remember Paige, I was at breakfast going through the... Because there's porn just laying around in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
I'm
laying around?
Going through a magazine of prostitutes.
And they were like, hey, now.
And the people that were there kind of knew. And they were just kind of... I was kind of the dinner with schmuck. I was the schmuck.
There's porn laying around.
And I'm like, looking at it, and I'm like, oh, this one right here is affordable.
Pretty.
And they're like, oh. You notice what's down in the corner of that one, don't you? And I was like, no, what?
Look at that.
They're like, that says TS on it. And I'm like... Oh, maybe that's her initials. And the person was like, it stands for transsexual. And
like,
I was
man,
like, ah, boy.
There you
go. She's got a pretty big part.
She's got very nice breasts for a man. So,
like the man in the
booth. So I decided that day I would never to a brothel.
What if you just kind of cover your hand over the magazine and just look at the top part?
I would still be expecting it to turn into one of those videos like you send, Fat Boy. It'd be like the prettiest girl you ever seen running on like an elliptical or something, and then all of a sudden she'll stop midway and pull out a huge penis.
All right.
It's like, where was that?
You just hide that for a second.
All right.
We don't got to talk about that. That's what you tell her.
That's right. Don't pay it no mind. All right. So if you've listened to... Really, the last couple of days, any portion of the show, this has come up and different updates and stuff. Initially, this is what it began with.
It's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect.
Yeah.
But just after a couple months of not... being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine.
Yeah.
And at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. And I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else. And yeah, and it was in the closet. So it was sex toys.
So,
and it was a lot of them. Like, not just a few. Like, a lot. I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this?
And then Fatboy told us we had an FOF line voicemail, and it was not for the FOF line, but rather that was this guy, Derek, who claimed to be, like 150 people just texted in, Willa, because that's her name, Willa.
Willer.
I remember thinking about Willa yesterday, thinking, like, is it short for Wilhelmina?
Oh, Wilhelmina?
Like, what is it short for? Is it short for anything? So Derek called. He left a voicemail. He was pissed about it. I don't know if they're still together or not. But we got Derek on hold, and Willa called in. She put him on blast for having them closet full of, she says, sex toys. You know, who knows what that even means, but he didn't want to sleep with her. Derek's got some explaining to do. He wants to. So, Derek, what's going on?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. That's got to be, like, surreal to to hear all that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, I it was even like into the day. I had gotten up, going around my day, and then all of a sudden my phone just starts blowing up.
I love it.
The power of TRG right there. I love that.
Yeah.
And with a name like Willa, you knew most people that know if you're dating a girl named Willa, that's probably your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't a very long list.
Yeah. Someone you trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, she was my girlfriend. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your girlfriend is not going to go air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Right. And now, have you heard everything that she said other than that little one
minute? I didn't hear it live. I was able to go back and listen, though, and just...
It's a great podcast.
Very classy Willa.
Yeah.
Go through my closet when I'm in the shower. You couldn't just ask. And that's FBI behavior. That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't know if you would have volunteered that information, though, if she would ask, right? I feel like maybe not.
I mean...
Are you sexually attracted
to... We could have had a conversation about it instead of just going on the radio. And, you know, she goes into... I want to make one thing very clear. I am interested physically in her. I wanted to take things slow. I had been in a long-term relationship before. We rushed things. I wanted to get to know her first, you know?
Right.
Build a relationship before we just jumped into bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can identify with that. I understand. But I was making a joke, Paige.
I know.
I think Derek's not wanting to hear any jokes, but I totally get it. So this is what I want to ask you, Derek. And look, I don't know you. I don't know Willa. We don't know anyone involved in this. But, like, what's up with the collection? Like, a couple things, you know, that's cool. But, like, homegirl made it sound like you got, like, an Adam and Eve neighborhood store, like, in your closet. And this is what she said, you know?
It's not far off, I guess. Like I said, I was in a long-term relationship previous to this one. She was very into trying things. I ended up with kind of a large collection, more than most guys I feel like have. I have toys. I have books. It's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. I can understand why it would be jarring to come across.
Of course.
The way she did it is still, you know.
I do agree with you on that. I said yesterday or day before, whenever she called in, I said, now, and I say this jokingly, of course, because no one does, but if I ever have a woman in my house and I go take a shower, she has to go wait in her car outside.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Trust anybody?
Derek has shown me now, like anytime I've ever showered at home or maybe even taken a simple poo in the other room, they could have been there going through the refrigerator, going through my laundry.
Do you know why he's credible right now? Because if he was in a long-term relationship And it took him a while. They weren't physical at first. So he's used to that pace. So he's not going to change his pace and then go to a new relationship and try to bang right away.
But, like...
I wouldn't think.
And I want you to be completely honest, Derek, because I'm not trying to railroad your love life or your life or anything like that, but did the previous situation break up because she was wanting to go into this depth a little more, like maybe bring some extra people in or go to sandals?
No, you know, I mean,
ripping and tearing and things?
Yeah. Ooh.
No, we didn't break up for anything like that. We just broke up because life broke us up. But we never got extreme with other people. But you know, it was all self-contained.
But you kept all the stuff,
and it's not really stuff you can just return. You know, even the unused stuff. It's not like you can just go back and be like, "Hey,
right?
Oh, I see."
But you're not using all of it, right? Like just. You just had it. You're not using everything.
Currently, I'm not using any of it.
Damn, son.
Oh.
Dang. Because she thought, you know, you were like, when she saw all that stuff, she thought you were using, like, every
she
bit
thought,
of it.
Yeah, that you're.
But that's like you said, as she just simply asked.
I think it could have been cleared up very easily if she had asked me about it.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she made it seem like, smelled them. And yeah. You heard it now, but, like, she made it sound like, and obviously because we're on the radio, we could not allow her to be crazy descriptive, but she said something like a saddle.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know. That's like, if it's what I think it is, like that's like $1,700 up the road at Adam and Eve. See, yeah, Paige got one on FlexPay.
Melissa,
she got Klarna for that.
Well, man, remember when you had the prior business?
Yes,
Arnold. The dildo business.
Well, I called it a dildo company.
So what if someone went to your house and went and found all your things and thought, oh, gosh, I'm dating this super perv.
God, you know, did have a lot.
Funny you say that, because that's why I had a storage unit. Because I was like, if I die, and Lord knows, they bring my mama into the house to start, you know, going through the goods or whatever. What was my son doing with all these? These are still new in the box.
This sucker's big.
Because after my husband...
Connie Maxwell, do y'all need these?
I found the strangest porno. Now, I didn't have them around to ask him questions and right. What I found.
Oh, this is post. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful with what you keep in your closet.
When you leave the house every day, hide all everything. So,
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'm not good at my job because so many people now are texting in asking this, and we're going to get to it. You got to pace a little interview kind of thing, but have you talked to Willa since this all? Because you talked in that voicemail you left us as this was done.
Oh.
But has, if you want to talk about it, it's cool. If you don't?
Yeah, no, I sent her a text on the day,
yeah.
And she has not responded. Huh. On the day, I want to reiterate here, that she told the entire world my life story on the radio that same day.
Yeah.
She has not responded, but no, if I see her again, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to her. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. We're over.
You know what? She's ignoring him because she responded to me when I tried to verify if you were who you were.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's right. Fat Boy, well, you may have already told him this, but yeah, Fat Boy had extended the offer to Willa to join as well today, and she did not respond to him either. So,
well, there you go. Willa, if you're listening to this,
you know she is.
Congratulations, you got a dramatic response from me. You're on my permanent block list.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Willa, I mean, Willa. It's for everyone. Everything has a lesson. So if you find something weird, I mean, do you not remember episodes of sitcoms in the 80s where they would find like a knife in Jack's nightstand and Janet and Chrissy thought he was going to kill him, and turns out he's a cook and he just stuck it in there. It could be just the most simplest thing. Like Paige said, I don't know if you know this, Derek. I used to own a dildo company. And, you know, where we would sell the things at the women's parties and things. And, you know, if, like I said, if I had passed and my mom walked in, and I'd never really told her about that business because she would have told me I was going to hell. But I would have told her to go to hell for telling me I was going to hell.
Why you got a butt with no rest of the body?
Where's just, did you sit there and beat it up like you would when them boxing dummies? You sit there and punching butt all day, man, to you? But no, Derek, seriously, like, that's a good thing about when people find things. But now, let's go back to this real quick, because I know you got a time limit of what time you got to be in the work. But when, if you got out of the shower and she's just sitting there on the bed or whatever, and she's like, "Hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something." Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, what's that?" And yeah. She's like, "So I went into your closet." She could have even lied and said, "I was looking for a t-shirt to put on after we bang," or whatever. And she said, "I saw all these apparatuses and settees and such in your closet. Do you not still, though, in the back of your mind, even if you explained all this to her, are you not still from that day on thinking, she went through my crap, though, without asking?"
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that comes up.
It's like suspecting someone was cheating on you, and you go look through their phone while they're away or whatever, and you find out they're not cheating. Do you then tell them that you went through their phone? No.
Like, this whole thing came up because they weren't hooking up fast enough, I guess, for her.
And, yeah, and it's usually the opposite, it seems.
Which is
but
weird,
he
man.
Was like, and I get what you're saying. You like came out of a long-term thing, and, you know, you were wanting to, and you wasn't using all this stuff. Although, I would tell you this, and you're right, you can't just, like, donate them or sell them at a yard sale or something like that.
Put them in the bin anyway.
But, like, I'd get, if you want to start afresh and anew and all that stuff, like, I'd get rid of that, because it's just likely reminding you of this other lady. Well, you not, maybe? I don't know.
Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I'm just kidding.
No. Nah. If it was the old days, you could sit there and throw them at people as they go under the overpass. But
probably have called a nard sale.
Yeah. A nard sale. I made that joke yesterday. That's right. A nard sale. Hey,
goodness.
I'll tell you this, Derek. You're a man of your word. First off, I told them this morning, I said, I don't know if we want to promo the fact Derek's going to be on the show, because you could get cold feet last minute, decide you don't owe us anything. Y'all are going to split up. But I appreciate it, man.
So glad you did.
I'd like you to keep listening to the show. Yeah. Have you liked it since you've started listening? Or
yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys are fun.
You can imagine.
You.
It's like, no, it's actually real stupid.
God,
but I appreciate it.
God, I hope you get laid a bunch now, like a whole lot.
He doesn't.
More than you want.
He's not worried about that.
I put that positivity out to you.
That's right.
I appreciate it.
Manifest that instead of doing all the other. All right. Derek, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
God bless America.
God, I thought he was going to come off as a big weirdo creep guy, but he was normal.
Okay, so his voicemail was a creepy tone. But that's when you call to make a voicemail or call someone like that, like, you're going to try to get yourself as calm as possible. And that might take a little tone like this when you're talking. You're being very serious, but it sounds kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Those dildos ain't mine. But I know how to use them if I need to.
I opened that closet, and I thought it was a climbing wall down at the pavilion.
You got to step on the nuts to get it higher to
Ouchie,
the next
wah,
level.
Wah. Oh, look at, boy, women are whores.
What?
Is he single? Hook me up. He has a crazy sexy voice. I never get texts like that.
Plus,
ever.
They know how he rolls now when he's got in the closet.
Dude, I know. They're going to be like,
hey, what do you have?
I'll take some of them that are still mint in box. It won't be mint in your box.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys.
I laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, one more again.
Trying to think of who this is. It's not Bruno Mars.
Nah, you'll get it, though. One more again.
Oh, it's them robot DJs, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not Marshmallow.
I want to say Duhas, but that's Rammstein. What are those guys' names?
It is Daft Punk.
Ah, yeah. The robot DJs. I sound like more and more like my mother every day. Paige, you need to go to church Sunday.
Oh, I do.
You got to.
Get down on my knees and pray.
Oh,
you know,
man.
So what's so wild is that, you know, we had off the air, we're calling him Dildo Derek.
Which I feel bad about now, but it's still funny.
But
he was like the sane one in the whole deal.
A lot of women are texting in. As I said, going to break is like, hey, is he really breaking up with her? Is he single? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, so many dudes, I assume, that is an assumption, and that makes an ass out of Paige and Fatboy when I do that, but they, like a lot of guys are saying, man, a real man don't need stuff like that. I mean, but I do see that if you spent thousands of dollars on that stuff, but I still say, like, if, first off, and he kept trying to say, like, you know, a lot of this is still never used or what, but the stuff that is, it shouldn't have moved with you.
Yeah, it's. I don't know.
Just chalk it up to a loss and pitch them in a dumpster somewhere. Recycle them. Take it to one of them things where you're supposed to take old pills to and shake them off some Benoit balls.
I don't know if the cops have like a dildo drive drop off.
Well, they, I mean, it's got to be. Can you recycle dildos into like make tires or something?
Smacking yourself in the face with that tonight?
No.
So are we.
Would Why? You take one from Dude, somebody else?
Goodyear no, makes tennis not. Shoes out of old tires now. They have a brand of tennis
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
I saw Rusty Wallace wear a pair.
They wear and they're made. And where, why? I bet you a bunch of, I was going to say leftists, but like, you know, the environmental types who don't give a damn about fashion but want to care about the environment more. They're like, I'll buy those Goodyears.
I they will. Look like sturdy. Like thick soles.
You got to come in here wearing a pair one day.
I kind of want to. Cool, I want to run through the water in them. Just to see how fast
I want to watch
run.
You run.
Me too.
He's going to run out there like he's Jesus walking on water. He's going to take one step and just go right through.
He floats because of his shoes.
La disappearance.
Are they hey dudes?
It's a
rhymes with that.
Which, you know.
Dude, Paul McCartney should make Hey Jude. Come on.
Oh.
More money for Sir Paul.
His face on the inside of him?
Right. Put your foot in Linda.
That was a good question about, you know, keeping stuff from previous relationships. That's a little odd
that
he would have those toys.
True. And so here's another thing. And I know that I'm not the only person. Fatboy, you've not had to deal with this because Fatboy is, he's got the love story of a generation.
He does. I mean, what a great
life. I'm like an old dog on the porch, you know. I might go out in the yard now and then, but I'm always sleeping on the front step. That made it sound like a cheat, though. Like, I didn't mean it that way.
Like, you're out on the stoop the of a doing? Brownstone or something hanging out.
Locks you out when you're
but
bad
like
for the
you,
weekend.
It was, you know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but it was like your first girlfriend. And then you stayed together, and you got married, and you had a child together, and you have...
long time.
A long time. And so when you... You know, here's the thing. Convenience is, technology is pretty cool. But, you know, and I had to literally turn this off because it made me sad. I'm just being completely honest. On, you know, like not on Facebook or Instagram. I don't know if the Instagram does it. Snapchat does. But, you know, the memories thing. And so the latest or maybe the past couple iPhone updates, I had to turn mine off where it would start shooting me daily memories of pictures.
Oh,
yeah, I get that crap.
Most of it would be... like, and I don't know what this weird thing is, but like, my grandson is only 3, but yet when a picture shows up from him at only 1, it makes me sad. Like, I was there. I don't know. I mean, he's only 3. Like, I don't know, but it's like, I feel like, oh, look at the baby.
I just think at the times that I have, and I'm like, oh, I remember
was,
when there was
But, so with that, it also will, and look,
yeah,
as just real as you can be here with this, like, I had to delete, like, all pictures of a certain time because, like, you if you go to somebody's Instagram page, and I know mine's probably like this, I don't go look at my own profile, and don't go do it now, I don't want the criticism, but you'll see perhaps an entire year of my life not documented on Instagram, or... a chunk of like a big timeline, and it's
because you wiped it off.
You had to delete past situations, and
I get that.
If you have a past situation come up as a memory on your phone,
I don't anymore.
If it did, would that like trigger a naked memory, like a sexual memory? Because I feel like it would with me if
those are in the hidden folder, so those don't pop up as memories.
Well, just like even if
I'm kidding, I delete them all.
Even if it's old girl like sitting in a swing or something in the yard, you're like, oh, I can like see her naked now, and like you remember, like how her breast felt and whatnot.
Like, will you say it in the David Blaine voice?
Oh, no.
Maybe you remembered how her ass felt in your hands and you slowly caressed her thighs. And
perhaps.
French kissed her mouth.
But and it's a weird thing. It's like, well, I mean, like, oh, you know, God. It might be a vacation or, you know, like there's one particular one that, like, it's a very like, let's, super famous person that we had met together.
And
unfortunately the ex was in the middle, so you can't just chop them. Remember that when you go to like Comic-Con, and you know, Comic-Con coming up next weekend, right?
Yep.
In Greenville.
SC Comic-Con.
You go to all these things and you're meeting these famous people, even if you just meet freaking us. The variable on the end of the picture, the one that maybe you ain't put a ring on their finger yet, or someone that you just met, like it's a first or second, third.
Oh, new love is great.
Yeah, can they do it now where they can crop out the middle and just kind of, you know, just like wedge them together?
I don't want AI pictures. If I cut them out, that's one thing. That's my own doing. Robots to do it.
If you wanted that, you'd expect someone to be perfect all the time. Do you have to be with the perfect girl with no flaws? Absolutely.
Well, they've been with the perfect man.
Okay.
But it's like, so like vacation pictures and stuff, even if said person's not in the picture, yep, or any ex or whatever, like I knew who took the picture, so I gotta, in my mind, it's,
oh, you don't forget that?
I know where I'm at in the pic, like if you're on a vacation or something, if it's like me standing there, or okay, me standing in the big, sitting in the big chair that's real, it looks like a lifeguard chair in front of a very famous bar. You know the one where you're like, I don't know how the hell you got down off that big chair that you just did a photo op with. But
how the hell did you get in it?
I knew I didn't take a selfie. I was like, oh, yeah, that was that
week. What about something where you're talking about invasions of privacy? And then memories and stuff like that. And like you go to my house and you find a box of love letters and you go through all the stuff.
That's different though.
Why is that so different?
Can I say?
Yeah.
I mean, because your husband passed. I mean, I would, even if you got into a new relationship now, I would think you, I was your man, and if you want to go out, we can. But it would only be a friends with.
But it's not just the husband. It's every single thing. Every single love letter in my life is in a box.
Whoa, that's it's definitely a female's perspective of.
Remember that we did a big Valentine's Day party years ago.
I think all of them were.
And we had the bar or whatever had a fire pit, and we asked everybody to bring any love letters or souvenirs, pictures, whatever, of exes, and we had a big burning, like it was like an old 1980s church revival, burning rock and roll records.
It's a little weird.
It was kind of like we were doing a ritual or something at this bar, but it was fun. People were hooking up and stuff.
But even the bad one that you that everybody here insisted that I never speak to him again, I still forgave him and still talk to him and have his love. I mean, it's a part of my life.
Very, it surprises me very much, but you know what? It's like, it's your deal, but I kind of feel like this person holds a better spot in your life than he deserves.
Like either one of us, probably.
No, probably. He does not. I mean, he belongs to somebody else, and I'm grateful for the fact that he left me.
Oh, I mean, all that stuff happens for a reason.
Because look next, my husband, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems traumatic, all those memories that pop up. Like, I don't know if that's good that you remember where you were or who was with you.
Well, and a lot of times, you know, with the technology, like, you're like, where was that at? Oh, yeah, Cherokee. And it's got the date on there, and you're like, oh. Or, oh, that's from, you know, I can't name a bunch. Like, I've never been to Madrid or anything. I was going to name a real famous place, but I've never, you know.
I'll tell you what, you got more self-control than I would have in that situation.
How so?
Because I would have been texting some old situations like, hey, let me get a nude real quick, or why don't you pop on over for a second and make a man out of me?
Nah.
A little of this right here.
I'm the prize. I'm to be chased, not the other way around.
Right. But, I mean, do you really because want all that? Like,
I think revisit
the past with something that's not going to be anything worth your time.
Yeah.
Because anybody in your... Okay.
There's been too many good movies where, you know, people, You know, it's like, oh, you moved away to go take that job, and then they move back 10 years later, and it's like, oh, it's good seeing you again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try that again?
you never know.
So it's like, you just say...
I think deleting it out of my phone, I think that's, again, like you saving all the letters, but you don't actively, like, read them. They're there. You don't sit down with a bottle of wine and start reading them, do you?
No.
Okay.
But I did when I was going through my closet. I went, oh, my gosh. I can't believe I have all these.
But so think about this. And this is, I know we got to go to break, but I have a cedar chest. In every birthday card, graduation, whatever,
yes.
Note of whatever that my mom ever wrote me, I have every single one.
Cedar chest.
Yeah.
It's you mean like chester drawers?
It's a cedar chest. It's like a hope chest, but I'm not hoping anything with
that's
it.
It's very just a southern containment a cedar area. Chest.
Yeah. And I was like, each time I'd get one, I would think, oh, God, I save all these. But I keep saying, what if that's the last card she ever sent you? But then when she's gone, am I going to sit down and read them?
I don't even want to think about it.
It's such a complex in the head of throwing it away as if you don't care. But it's kind of the opposite of that. But I'm never going to sit down and read them.
I did. I sat down and read
my baby.
Hey, Mom.
Thanks for my grandmother. And it just made me feel so happy that I was loved.
See, we different then. We different, girl, because you sit and feel happiness. I sit it and would feel, I would sit and read and feel sadness, because that's what would have set me down to look at them.
I think Dildo Derek has taught us all, like, if a previous situation comes
go
up,
back to this.
It's the devil you know the best, right? You might as well hook up with, I mean, look at the unknown with Willa.
Yeah.
Look how that turned out.
And don't assume, ever, because you know what that means.
It makes an ass out of Paige and Fat Boy. Good.
All this is just, well, just a big positive message.
Isn't
right?
it weird how we've taken these really kind of like odd, off-putting kind of odd things to talk about and made it where it's like, you know, there is a deeper lying message here with this.
It really is.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sop you up.
Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
We're going to take a break, come back. We can do some phone calls if you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. We've only taken one the whole show today. That was from Dildo Derek. 1-800-774. Will Vibrator Vivian call in?
That's even better.
1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Very nice text today. Yeah, usually, a lot of you are real jerks and
yeah, they love it.
Ass H's and stuff. But
stupid dumb ass H.
Everybody seems to be in a good mood today.
Who the hell is this?
Keep people up in Western North Carolina, Northern Greenville County.
Thank you.
In your thoughts today. Cause
okay, what's your name?
My oh my.
It's a bad situation.
Hang on for
it. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's kind of like what they were saying in California, where, you know, they were like, hey, we're not going to mess with, you know, these downed trees because that messes with the ecology. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, it's kind of going to turn into kindling maybe if you just keep it there. And it turns out in Western North Carolina, a lot of those downed trees that, you know, again, the work was cut out. I mean, that's like, do that fast. Yeah, right. Yeah. But that adds to it. And Persimmon Ridge, man, oh, man.
Jesus, man.
Man, oh, man.
They got National Guard coming in and helping out, too. So
bring that rain. I'll call some of my family members and get them to do the old Please. Style dance.
Sunday and Monday, you're supposed to get some rain.
Well, let's get it in Saturday.
Can't get here soon enough, right?
Or Friday.
I want the rain right now, by God.
Okay, let's positive. Let's manifest this rain.
I want like an X-Man to come out from the
Roofers
sky.
Are joining us right now in this.
You know they
That's
won't.
Right. It's Thursday. All right. Where do you want to go first? Line one. It's Lee. Hey, Lee.
Lee.
Oh, I went to Patty.
Patty. Patty, one. Lee, hang on. Patty, you're there. Good morning, Patty. Knick knack, Patty Whack.
Give a dog a bone.
Uh-oh.
Patty Pie.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hi. So my name's Patty. I'm sorry, like the cat.
Flabby?
Patty. Tabby. T-A-B-B-Y. Yeah.
Yeah, not Patty.
Man, this phone sucks. I've asked for a new one.
Oh, it sounds like you're maybe a little dyslexic.
I thought a comment about Dildo Derek. So why would he keep all of those things in his closet? I think he was still hung up on this girl, and that's why he wasn't ready to move on sexually with this new woman.
You think, and, like, in a creepy way, though? Like, and again, no, we don't want to get in trouble with the boss man or the Federal Communications Corporation.
No, I think he was still in love with her, and he wasn't ready to move on. And I honestly, as awful as it was that the new girl, you know, went through with stuff and all that, honestly, I think it was for the best for herself because, you know what, she saw something that was weird, and now they're able to kind of break it off before it turned into something, you know, maybe a little more serious, and then somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, trust your gut with stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't have, you know, gone through the stuff, but I definitely would have been like, hey, we need to have a conversation about this. Why are we not being active right now? This is a little strange. And then if he just kept kind of giving her the runaround instead of saying, oh, I'm not thinking about it, why didn't he just come out and tell her, hey, I just got out of a serious relationship, blah, 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 right?
So you think after 2 months, like, it should, like, hooking up should be happening? Like, it should be going?
I mean, generally, not necessarily, but I don't think he should have been dating after 2 months either if it was a long-time relationship.
Yeah. No, that, you got to get over people.
God, that's solid right there. Panty or Patty? Tabby. Tabby?
Yeah.
I thought it was Panty for a minute. That'd be a weird name. No.
I ain't got no panties on. They got no panties on.
Tabby, let me ask you this. So let's say that this is a situation with you, and you're looking for, like I said earlier, a T-shirt, and you open and you see that. Do you say anything to him then? Or do you say anything at all?
If I went through the closet, I'm not saying anything. Because right. Right. I'm not going to, you know.
It's intimidating, though. Throw myself under the bus. Yeah, it's intimidating. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what I would do in that situation.
I would imagine you would ghost him, right? Not say anything at all, and just he figures
just
out.
Just run and dive out the window.
Yeah, just it's over. Run.
Call your robot
well,
car
I mean,
to pick you up.
At that point, I'm the one that went through his stuff, so, you know, clearly I'm having some issues, but yeah, I'm not going to throw myself under the bus. Maybe I'd wait it out, kind of see if it ever came up, and then if it never came up, I'd probably get some weird red flags, and then I would just ditch out.
How many are you in a relationship right now, Tabby?
I am. I've been married for 15 years.
Right. Oh, wow.
Disconnect the call.
She knows.
I'm just kidding.
She's doing something right.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, if, you know, like, we kind of brought this up as a sidebar a day or two ago, but, like, how many is too many for a guy or a girl to kind of, like, freak out? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially with a woman. Like, if, you know, what's, is there a mental limit that you think you have? Like, maybe more than five is maybe a lot, or?
I think anything more than 10 is probably a lot.
She got him displayed
well, I mean,
like
also
pop
used
bottles.
To work at one of those stores. So, you know, in my early 20s, I worked at one of those stores. So, you know, not a lot surprises me
where did
either.
You, where did you dance at?
No. I worked in a toy store.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think I won't name any names, but the one in Easley.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The box.
The box.
Yeah, the box. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely that one.
What if they're like 10 big ones, though? Like, it's got to matter what they are.
I would be.
If they look like bongs from a distance.
Well, some of them could be a joke, too. Like, everybody's been to the back wall in Spencer's and seen all the stuff they have.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Right. You're like, what the hell? I don't even
they
know.
They got dragon ones, said Adam and Eve. You like dragon ding dongs.
But wouldn't you just want to see, like, you want to seduce him to see what he would do? Not like you would have sex, but you'd just see how weird this guy is?
I'd be afraid he'd try to use one on me and it was used.
That's what I'm saying. What if he gets out of the shower and Tabby's like, here's how you use these big ones?
He's dressed God, like no. a member of Judas Priest walking
oh
under the
God.
Bed.
I'm like, no, please. I'm not kinky.
Yeah, that's where you kinks got to match up pretty good.
Like, I can't do that.
Tabby, you were a delight. Thank you. I'm glad we didn't take Lee first. You were great.
Well, thank you.
All right, have a good morning. Oh, damn. Lee, can we give Lee a... Lee, hell, I didn't want to do you wrong on that. Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How much, sir? you want to tell us something?
Comment,
all right, cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, all I was going to comment on is when me and my exes and I would split up, whatever, I'd just make them a gift basket with everything we ever had, toys and all, and just send them on their way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yo, why would you keep it? Like, anything?
Yeah.
Now, let me talk about jewelry.
I mean, unless you want to smell it. Unless you don't clean them and want to smell it later or something. I don't know, but.
Right. Yeah.
Like old swings and such. All right.
That's gross.
Old swings.
Lee, Fat Boy is a swing sniffer. I don't know if you realize it or not.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for calling and all that you do, Lee. Thank you. Thank me back. All right. Kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
He just hung up. Like, it's like. My grandpa would do it, but I don't know if it was because he was kind of a dick, and but also like half deaf. But he would say, "Love you, Grandpa." Yeah.
I forget what show I was watching, but the kid goes and kisses his grandpa on the cheek, and the grandpa says, "If I kiss my grandpa, he'd smack me."
You know, I never went in for a kiss cheek on old Harley. I think I would have got a punch to the jaw. I really do. He was a military guy, didn't give a damn.
Give me some sugar, dude. Give me some sugar.
Yeah, he's the guy that talked real bad to his nurse on his deathbed. And probably got a little slap on the wrist when he got up there.
I see that.
It's like, you know what? You come from a different time.
You know, it's funny. Like, you don't have to say what they said or anything, but, you know, but like if the nurse is like, oh, it's okay. And then what if everybody starts saying it?
It's an older person and they're senile and like you apologize, like, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, it's okay. And then hey, well, what's up, Blank? I'm going on break now.
Everybody's saying
it. You said it's fine to say. Here's your birthday card. I wrote your name on
it. You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.